Hi friends, I am so excited for you to be here listening to the launch episode of The Skintellectual. Please excuse my voice, I've had a cold the last couple of days and so I kind of sound nasally. I just wanted you to know that I know that I'm not a professional at this yet and I know that there might be some things that are just a little weird. Maybe I say too many times or but, or my editing skills are subpar, but I am still excited. I'm still glad that you're giving me a chance and I'm excited to share this with you. So what you're in for today, this first episode is listening to what I use in my morning routine and a little bit about those products and why I use them. So enjoy. Hi friends, welcome to the first official episode of The Skintellectual. Today, to kick it off, I think a good place to start is at the beginning. So I wanted to start with talking about my morning skin routine. I was going to do morning and evening both in one episode, but I felt like I wanted to break them up so I can go a little bit more in depth into each of the products as I'm talking about them. And I didn't want one episode to be super extremely long. So I'm going to, and even though some of the products you might hear me talk about are the same in the morning and the evening, I'm also going to let you know when those things change because sometimes some of my products will change depending on what season we are in. So right now, when I'm recording this, it is January 22nd. I live in West Virginia, which is usually a pretty humid climate. However, it's winter. It's very cold. I think the low tonight is actually supposed to be 1, which is absurd. And so in winter months, anywhere where you have an actual winter, the air is a lot less humid. Inside, we've got heaters going, so everything is just screaming for hydration. Right. So in my morning routine, I will start my day off. What I've been loving lately. So Cody Montarbo, I found actually on TikTok first, and then I found him on Instagram. And being a skincare professional, being a licensed esthetician, like I have been for 7.5 years, and the skin nerd that I am, I sometimes get irritated with influencers. Okay. So a lot of times when I see people on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or Facebook or any of the social platforms and they are giving skincare advice, oftentimes it's wrong. Or they are giving very blanketed statements for everyone and saying, you know, anyone can use this product and it's totally fine. And for me, that's just incorrect. But when I found Cody, he's amazing. And he's an actual esthetician. His skincare advice, his channels both give good advice and things that make sense. So I started following him. Well, then when I found him on Instagram, he was doing a giveaway if I would review his new cleanser. So of course, I entered the giveaway. And I was like, yes, I would love to review it. I've been looking for something that takes off my makeup as well as it claims, because there have been quite a few products that don't do that thing. And I am someone who has kind of reactive skin, and I'm learning a little bit more about that. I think I might actually have a compromised barrier. So we'll talk about that in a later episode. But Cody sent this to me, and it was everything it raved about being. So I love this. It's called the Montarbo Gentle Glow Cream Cleanser. This one has mild acids that help to exfoliate, but they are not over, it's not too strong. So it doesn't feel like it's stripping my skin. So I love it. In the morning, since I have done my skincare routine the night before, I will not rush my cleanse. Okay. I think a lot of people will slap some cleanser. Actually, no, first they will slap some hot fire, burn your skin off water on their face, and then mash their cleanser together in their hands like it's mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving, and then rub it on their face as fast as they can, and then slap some more hot water off and rinse it. That's not how we cleanse
our face. Okay. That is the difference between like shower washing your face and cleansing your face. Okay. So when we cleanse our skin, we want to do it a little more slowly and show our skin a little bit of love. So we are not going to start off our routine with fire hot water. Okay. Because again, especially right now, we're in winter, it's cold, the air is dry. We don't need any more reason for our skin to dislike us. Okay. We're going to use lukewarm water. Do not come at me for that. Do not come at me. Everyone's going to say, but it's cold outside and I need to have warm. Okay. That's fine. Put on some fuzzy socks. Don't use your face as your warm up. Okay. Gentle, lukewarm water. It's all we need. When we massage our cleanser in, we're going to sing our ABCs through twice. So I'm real weird, okay, because I know that hot water is not good for my hair and my skin, but I do love hot showers. So I sort of ignore like my body skin, but I will wash and rinse my hair with cold water or like lukewarm tepid water, and I will do the same with my skincare routine. So my showers go from really hot to really cold, but that's just how I roll. And you know what? That's okay. So anyway, if I'm going to wash my face in the shower, I'm going to do so when I'm rinsing the conditioner out of my hair and I'm at the end of my shower and the water is much cooler. Next, after we cleanse, I love a toner. I love a toner. I feel like toners give our pH back to us. I feel like they prep the skin for the what I call powerhouses, which are our serums that are doing the work for us. And so I love a toner. I go right now between two, one of them being Replenix, which is Topix Pharmaceuticals. It's their Replenix green tea moisturizing toner. I will use that one, or I will use, it's called Heritage Store, and it's actually like an over-the-counter brand, which I know estheticians are never supposed to use over-the-counter products. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes it's okay. And with my toners, I will literally like fan my skin to let it dry a little bit, unless I'm using a hyaluronic acid. So the next step, especially in the winter, is going to be my hyaluronic, okay? When you are applying products, when you're going like from a cleanser to a toner to a serum to a moisturizer and you're not sure which order you should apply them in, a good rule of thumb is to apply your products in order of consistency. My toner being water that I'm misting, then my serum with hyaluronic. The hyaluronic that I have is like a gel, and so I'm going to use that next, okay? And hyaluronic is a water-loving molecule. It is not an emollient. Those are different. We'll talk about those types of different things later. But it is a water-loving. So if my skin is already a little wet, then the hyaluronic acid is going to grab onto that moisture from my skin and push it deeper into my skin, let it dry, and then I use a vitamin C serum. So sometimes my vitamin C goes on before my hyaluronic, and sometimes it goes on after. It really just depends on which one I grab first. But my vitamin C is also a kind of water-like consistency, and it is also from Topix Pharmaceuticals. It is something that I will apply directly to my face, and then I press it in. So I don't like rub. I don't like to do a lot of rubbing on my skin unless I'm doing my gua sha massage or something, but I want to press my products in. I want them to really sink into my skin, so I'm going to press them into my skin. And then I let my serums, like my actives like that, my vitamin C, I do the same thing with my retinol at night, but I let them sit for like a minimum of 5 minutes. I try to go at least 15 if I'm not rushed, if I have given myself enough time to get ready, which sometimes is not the case. Again, three kids. But I like to let it actually sit for about 15 minutes before I put my SPF. And yes, it's winter. And no, I'm not laying out in the sun. And no, I'm not sitting out at a ball game. But yes, I'm using SPF every single day. Okay? Every single day. SPF is not something that simply sits on your shelf all winter long, and then by the time you pull it out to use when you go to the beach or the pool for the first time in the spring or the summer or vacation, then it's probably not good anymore. The other thing about SPF, well, a couple of other things. One of them is that you should always be using a physical sunscreen, not a chemical. Physical sunscreens are sun blocks. Okay, so it's actually blocking the sun, the harmful rays from damaging your skin if applied correctly and if reapplied. Okay, we cannot apply an SPF 15 that's in our foundation, which PS is more than likely chemical, and then expect that that's fine for us to have all day long and then get mad when our skin burns. Okay, anyway, physical sunscreen is actually blocking the rays. A chemical sunscreen is taking the aging and burning rays from the sun, and it's chemically changing them in your skin. So without getting too like chemist on you, those are the biggest differences. So that is why a lot of people get sun poisoning or really terrible burns, or if they maybe had a chemical peel done or a microneedling or something, and then they're applying their sunscreen after that, like the next day or something, it might burn their skin if it's chemical. So what we're going to watch out for is our sunscreens should only say oxide. Physical sunscreen is either going to be purely zinc oxide or a combination of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. In our active ingredients, we only want it to say oxide. If it says any other word, we don't want it. We're not going to use it. It's chemical. All of the sprays that everyone uses on their kids and on themselves, I have found one aerosol, one spray that's actually a physical sunscreen, and it's not really an aerosol. It's just like a squirt out spray. Very weird. But it's zinc, and it doesn't really matter. I thought it would be easier for my kids, but it's actually the same because I still have to really rub it in. So I will be the mom at the pool or at a friend's house who is like setting or an alarm, and every hour I'm like, okay guys, let's get out, let's reapply our sunscreen. And so they want to come out with wet skin and have me like mist it on them and then jump back in the water. And they get so annoyed with me when I make them dry off and then I reapply it and then I make them wait. So usually my kids at the pool or beach or whatever will get like a snack every hour because it's like one of the only things I can do to keep them sitting and, you know, fine with just sitting there for 10 or 15 minutes before they can get back in the water because I want their sunscreen to actually be doing its job. Let's recap. So we do a cleanse, a tone, a serum, a moisturizer. That's pretty much what everyone needs to be doing, in my opinion. You've got to have cleanse, tone, serum, moisturize. Daytime means SPF. Nighttime means ceramides. We'll do a nighttime routine in the next episode. But that is my prep before my makeup. That is something that I do all of the time. So if you learned anything from this, if you enjoyed listening to me talk to you about my morning routine, please subscribe to this podcast. Please leave a review and share it with your friends. It would really mean the world to me. One of my passions is educating my family and friends and fellow skincare nerds on their skin and how best to love it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad that you tuned in. If you would please like and subscribe and leave a review. If you have questions about any of the products that I mentioned in this morning routine, just leave a comment in the show notes or send me a message and I would be happy to answer it for you or point you in the right direction of where you can get the product for yourself. I am really excited about everything that's happening here at The Skintellectual, so stay tuned for more.